Thank you everyone for spending this afternoon with us as Down by the River Quilt Guild, Quilts of Valor, have the honor of thanking 8 veterans today for their service and active members of the military. So, would everyone please stand for our colors? And these are the men that protect us and let us be free. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. And could we please have an opening prayer?
There's a slight change in the program. Pastor Brad just returned back from many, many hours of trips, but he's here today with us, and I'm going to ask Pastor Brad. Brad, our pastor, will just grab us to do the opening prayer.
Our Father, your word says that all things are from you and through you and to you. To you be the glory. And this certainly includes this wonderful nation that we live in. Thank you for it, and thank you for these individuals that have served our country. Through their service, they have made our lives so much better. We enjoy so many privileges, and their service reminds us of you, the God who sent your Son, who served, and all to the point of giving his life as a ransom payment. But we commit this ceremony to you. Thank you for the privilege to be here and observe it. May you receive honor from it, and may those who are being recognized be encouraged by it. In Christ's name, amen.
And I want to say a special thanks to our pianist, Joe Gully, and for a gentleman that's standing up and going to lead us in the national anthem, and he just now said he would do it. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. We will now present the quilts. We stand before you representing over 11,000 volunteers from across America that are members of Quilt of Valor Foundation. Our group, Down by the River Quilt Guild, has recently celebrated 26 years of providing service through quilts. Our nonprofit foundation was started by Blue Star Mom, Catherine Roberts, in 2003, with one quilt to an Iraqi war veteran at Walter Reed Hospital. Catherine's goal was to make quilts that would both heal and comfort. Our mission remains the same today, to cover all active members and veterans touched by war with quilts of valor. Anyone who has taken the oath of enlistment has accepted the burden and risk of being touched by war. A quilt of valor is not a charity quilt. It is not a blanket. It cannot be purchased. It is given as a token of our appreciation for your service. The top of the quilt with its many colors, shapes, and fabrics represent the many different individuals that we are. The batting is the center of the quilt. Its warmth represents our hope that this quilt will bring comfort, peace, and healing to the individual wearing it. The backing is the strength that supports the other layers. It represents the strength of the recipient, the support of his family, and all of our communities and nation. The stitches hold the layers together, representing the love, gratitude, and sometimes tears of the maker. We honor you for your service. We honor you for leaving all that you hold dear to stand in harm's way to protect us. We know that freedom is not free. The cost of freedom is the dedication of the lives of men and women like you, and this quilt is meant to say thank you for your sacrifice. We want this quilt to be a tangible reminder that there are thousands of women and men across this land that are forever in your debt. We hope this quilt will become your legacy to be passed down to future generations of your family so they will know of your sacrifice to defend and keep not only their country free, but the freedom of others around the world. Sergeant E4 David Bow, please stand. He served in the United States Air Force 1977 through 1981. Sergeant Bow was part of the security forces serving to defend air bases and ensure the safety of people, property, and resources. He was stationed at Kansas McConnell Air Force Base and EHAC Air Force Base in Malatya, Turkey. I practice, but I still screw up those names. Thank you. Petty Officer, Second Class, E5, Hank Dye, served in the United States Navy Reserve, 1966 through 1974. Petty Officer Dye served as a storekeeper responsible for the supply chain for several vessels. Storekeeper role involves managing, buying, booking, and ensuring clothing, machine parts, and general supplies are available to our troops. He served on the USS Concord at San Diego, California, and the USS Cunningham at Norfolk, Virginia. We practice this too. I know. Private First Class E1 Matthew Gibson, please stand. Began serving in the United States Army National Guard in October of 2024. He's our future, guys. Private Gibson completed his basic training at Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina. This basic training involves 10 weeks with the mission of transforming volunteers into disciplined, motivated, physically fit, and team-oriented soldiers. Private Gibson completed training and will be assigned to an engineering unit in Chillicothe, Ohio, while completing his college degree. Staff Sergeant Nahum O'Brien, please stand. Served in the United States Air Force 2003 through 2009. Staff Sergeant O'Brien initially was stationed at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, before being sent to Ali Air Force Base in Mazara, Iraq, during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was part of the squadron responsible for maintaining satellite communications for military operations in the area. Staff Sergeant E5 Hank Purtis served in the United States Air Force 1961 through 1968. Staff Sergeant Purtis was stationed at the Piku Air Force Base in Vietnam. This base supported both South Vietnamese and U.S. Air Force operations during a critical time of escalation of war activities. Staff Sergeant Purtis. I've been practicing. What I'm doing is I'm saying Curtis and then trying to put a P on it. I missed that time. Purtis flew in supplies and performed repair on equipment. During his tour, he spent time in a hospital tent due to appendicitis. But after recovery, they sent him right back to the field. And I would like to say that you can see these veterans. He was dismissed from the hospital yesterday. So. Sergeant E4 Gene Powell served in the United States Air Force 1983 through 1992. Sergeant Powell served in the Civil Engineer Squadron. Civil engineers are responsible for engineering, construction, maintenance, emergency response, and operations at Air Force installations. Sergeant Powell served at the Shepherd Air Force Base, Texas, the Osan Air Force Base, South Korea, and Wright-Patterson here in Ohio. Staff Sergeant E6 John Reedy, served in the United States Marine Corps 1971 through 1979, supporting troops in Vietnam. Staff Sergeant Reedy served in Buford, South Carolina, at the Marine Corps Air Station, the major East Coast hub for Marine Corps aviation, primarily housing fighter attack squadrons and training aviators. This air station supported various exercises and deployment during NATO operations in Europe and the Mediterranean. In 1975, Staff Sergeant Reedy was assigned to the Marine Corps Operations in Norfolk, Virginia, as a helicopter mechanic. In 1976, until his retirement in 1979, he was a Marine Corps recruiter in Portsmouth, Ohio. Petty Officer, 3rd Class, AO3 Aviation Ordnance Man Homer Sperry, served in the United States Navy 1978 through 1981. Petty Officer Sperry stated his role was to support Naval Aviation Fleet. This fleet included aircraft from naval vessels or coastal air stations. As an aviation ordnance man, Petty Officer Sperry was a weapons specialist responsible for the handling, assembly, maintenance, and loading of weapons and ammunition for naval aircraft. This critical part of combat readiness means the aviation ordnance man works with missiles, bombs, and guns. Thank you. And this is our veterans. Thank you, each and every one of you. We need to get them to sign. So we would like to have a congregational singing of God Bless America. As you can see, each one of our vets will receive a certificate that says they were honored by the Quilts of Valor, or we were honored to be able to present them a quilt. There's also a copy in there of the program for today that I just presented. And there's also a signature page, guys, that we need to sign, because sometimes I use your pictures in our brochures. So, all right. If we could please sing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And Dennis, if you would please close us in prayer. You will have plenty of time to take pictures. The Guild would like to take a picture of the vets first. We take a picture and have them stand towards the stage, and we take a picture from the back, and then we have them turn around and we take a picture from the front. It's kind of become a tradition with us. Please feel free to take any pictures, and when we're done, please, if you need any help, your buddies will help you take pictures with your camera. and there's refreshments. Where did we end up going?
Gymnasium.
In the gymnasium. So.
The gymnasium that those of you head down this hallway here, and there's a ramp turns to your right there before you get to the steps, and then turn to the left. You'll get in there. And Angie, I'm sorry, I'm not one that stays on script, but I just want to say a few words. Ladies, they use our community center across the street, and it feels like we've come full circle, that we've got to know them, they've got to know us, to the church, and we think about our community center, what purpose does it serve. Right here is a portion of what our community center does for our church and our community. And we thank you so much, ladies, for what you have done. And we are thank you so much for our veterans. Most of these attend church here, and they tell stories. The stories that brings tears to your eyes, the dedication service they've had. And I just want to say thank them for their service. And some of them still struggle today. They had challenges then. They still have challenges today because of the sacrifices they made, and we just continue to pray for them and the challenges they have, and we just appreciate everything that's been done here today. Angie, thank you for your coordination. Many hours go out to Angie because lots of phone calls were made, and so we appreciate what they've done.
No, this is my team. They do the hard work.
They do, but they have fun doing it, ladies. I will say that. So, if you'll bow your heads, please, for closing prayer. Lord, we just thank you so much for these men and for these ladies, for this team that comes together to honor these veterans for what service they have made. We thank you for their desire to serve and their willingness to serve and the sacrifices they made then and that some making sacrifices currently today. And we thank you for that. We thank you for their safety to bring them home from their duty that they had. And we just can't give you enough praise, Lord, for what you do for us. We thank you now for this time this afternoon, and we thank you for all the efforts going into this event. We thank you now for this time. We can have some time for fellowship with one another in the gymnasium with some refreshments. And we just thank you for those who provided those, and we just thank you for everything you do for us each and every day. And we close now in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Beth. If you guys, who's got the camera that's going to take it for our guild?
Hey, one more thing I forgot to say. This whole service has been live streamed, and it is being recorded on Facebook. So therefore, if you want to go back or family members and friends want to go back and see it on Facebook, just go to Wheatersburg Baptist Church Facebook page, and you'll see the recording there once I get back here and turn it off.